December 24th, 1981.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, ho, ho, and a merry damn Christmas to you, too.
David.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
We got the whole crowd here, so they'll start lining up to get on the phone.
Oh, my God, that's going to be a $25 bill, huh?
Well, who worries about that?
Right.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Cindy. How you doing?
How you doing?
All pretty good.
Very nice, very nice.
All recovered.
You did.
You want to talk to Lori?
Sure.
Okay. Grandpa?
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Lori.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
That's good.
Did you get my card?
I did.
Good. Good, I'm glad. Let me think, who else is here? You want to talk to Mary?
Lori, I'm downstairs. Hang up the phone.
Okay. Hi, Grandpa.
Merry Christmas, Mary. How are you?
This is Kathy.
Oh, Kathy.
I'm on the other phone. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. Everything is doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to graduate this year, and then maybe I'll come down and visit you.
You're going to be down for more than 3 days when you come this time.
Yeah, I'll come down this summer after I graduate.
That'd be real, real nice, Kathy.
Okay, here's Mary.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Good. I didn't see you at the reunion, did you?
No, I wasn't there.
You weren't there. Well, I know I missed you. Every once in a while I look at the pictures and I think, gosh, Mary wasn't there.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you, Mary.
Yeah, okay. Just a minute, okay? Okay.
I'm still on here. This is Kathy.
Okay.
What?
Hello? Merry Christmas.
Grandma, I'm never let you get that one down. How's the weather out there, Gary?
Cold.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold. No, not much snow, though.
No. Have you got Milwaukee straightened out again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're back working again.
Yeah, I heard that over the radio, you know, and I thought, my gosh, what's next going to happen?
Yeah, yeah. No, they made up again, and they're back on the job again.
Yeah. About 2,200, 24?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, our weather here got a little bit cooler the last couple of days. Now, we had quite freezing last night. It was 28 here. It got a couple of my tomato plants, but it didn't hurt anything else in the garden. They're blossoming, and it didn't hurt the character. They're kind of wilted this morning a little bit, but they came back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool for there.
Next on the program.
I think there's someone on the other line now. Hello.
This must be Dave. Bernie?
Yep.
How are you?
Fine, you?
Not too bad at all.
That's good.
The weather got a little bit cooler down here. Today it got up only to 62.
Oh, that's too bad.
Is that tough?
Yeah, you're breaking my heart all in pieces.
Well, that's why I did it, Bernie.
So.
Merry Christmas to you, Bernie.
You too.
Nice hearing your voice. Who's
that? Hi, Grandpa.
Who's this?
Huh? Oh, you wake up to me every morning.
Oh, this is Dave.
You betcha.
Oh, yeah, wake up to you shaving.
Right. How you doing?
Not too bad at all.
Staying out of trouble down there? That's good.
But it could be easy to get into trouble.
Oh, yeah?
No, everything is settled down pretty good here. I see Olive a couple times a week.
Well.
She's not getting any better. She's slowly getting
Uh-huh. Well, that's too bad.
I'm accustomed to it now.
Yeah.
David, nice hearing your voice and a very, very...
Okay, Merry Christmas to you. I think Dad's on the other line now.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Here's Kelly. Say hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
Well, hi. Now, who is this?
That's my kid.
Say, how are you?
How are you?
How am I? I'm just fine.
Say, I love you.
How are you?
You're fine. How are you?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. My gosh, how that time is flying, David.
Yeah.
Are you getting to feel older?
Well, not younger.
You know, there was a fella in the pool the other day, and he was talking about his kid was over in France doing some teaching and this and that, and I started talking about Errol. I said, well, Errol is here, and he knows where Errol is, because he's got a boat up on Lake Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the only thing that I kind of worry about, I said, now, he's no kid anymore, is about retirement or studying put away. And he said, my God, he said, you know, I never gave that a thought either about my kid over there. He's kind of going from one thing to another. He must have a good education.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, you know, gosh, he's no kid anymore. He's 41 years old. He's no kid. And I looked at him, I says, Bill, I says, if I would be 41, I says, I would be young and I'd be a kid. I thought of that either. Yeah, I know. I know. Time really flies.
Yeah.
Well, I just asked Jerry if he got Milwaukee straightened out again, but everything's back in shape fairly well anyway.
I guess so, yeah.
God, I was so surprised when I heard that this morning over the radio.
Isn't that something, though?
Yeah. Well, you never know what's going to happen and where.
That's true.
Anything could pop up any place.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, would you be callable yet for the National Guard?
Well, yeah.
Not
for the National Guard, no. Just a national emergency.
Or a national... Well, this would have been emergency.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been, not for Milwaukee. This would have to be like a war, an actual war.
Oh.
See, I'm not in the Guard anymore. I'm in what's called a retired reserve group.
I see. Yeah.
So all my records are in St. Louis, and I've never received anything, but I had to notify them where I lived and my address and all that sort of thing. And,
I see.
And then they would assign me to a post in the event that there's a war. It'd be United States duty, but I'd still have to go, yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's up to age 67 or 68 they can still take me.
Oh, God.
But that's a ways yet.
Well, sure it is, yeah. Well, David, is there anybody else? I guess that's the end.
So. I guess not. Teresa said that she didn't feel that she'd have anything to say, so
right.
Teresa and Bill is here, Mary's boyfriend.
Yeah.
So,
Well, David, Merry Christmas to all of you.
Well?
I'm just about ready to go over to some people's house. I was invited across the road for supper this evening, and I got back a little while ago, and in about another half an hour, then I'm going to go over to some other people's house.
Good.
It's a couple of the neighbors here, they invited me over there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Merry Christmas again to you, and
good.
I got all our pictures, Bernie sent the pictures.
Right, right.
Different groups, and they're just wonderful.
Well, that's good.
Oh, God, I'm telling you, this is so meaningful.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's actually more meaningful to us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Than anybody else.
Uh-huh.
I show them to everybody and I brag about it, you know. But sometimes I think I better keep my damn mouth shut. They don't care to hear about that.
Well, that's the way it goes. Some people are interested. What the heck?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Well, okay. I don't know what else there is to say.
Well, Olive's about the same, or?
Yes, she is slowly, I think, going down as far as mentally is concerned.
Mm.
It's hard to tell if she knows me or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have her in a different home. Last Sunday, I brought her down here into Chandler. There was another place that was changed hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they would accept her. They would take her there now. And I mean, it's so much closer. The other place was about 19 miles one way. And here, it's about 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
From here over to Chandler, so and it's even a nicer place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $35 a month cheaper.
Well, that's good.
So all in all, it's I hope she'll be able to stay there, that she doesn't get too much worse.
You yeah.
Know, this is the next worry, that if she keeps on getting worse, where they won't be able to take care of her, then she'll have to go into a regular nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like to the tune of about $30 a day.
Oh boy.
Up to $1,200.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then, from then on, I don't know what would happen, but it's no use to do any worrying about it, because I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I've done about everything I could now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different avenue. Okay, Merry Christmas to you, David.
Okay, same here.
And thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
August 21st, 1982. Conversation between four generations of Bruchel. Great-grandfather Bernard, Grandfather David, Father Bernie, and his son Justin.
when we're done talking, maybe. It's ringing and ringing, and he's not answering. I bet he went swimming in his pool this morning.
Hello.
Well, we caught you.
Oh, God, and I'm all out of breath.
Well, were you outside?
I was back in the back 40.
Oh!
And, you see, I got my windows open, my bedroom windows, right straight through the back.
Yeah.
And, well, I see, I got some sand for the garden, and I was just leveling that off, and I thought, that sounds like a telephone. Well, anyhow, I guess I needed a rest anyway.
Well, we had to make this call because, in the first place, we are taping this call. And the purpose of the tape of the call is that it's going to be four generations of Bruchos on the phone. And I've already identified the tape in that fashion.
No kidding.
So well, go ahead, Justin. Say hi, Justin.
Hi.
Well, hi, Justin. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, that's fine. How's your little brother or sister?
My mom and Danny are at home. They're not over here.
They're not with you?
It's me and my dad.
Oh, you're with your daddy. Why, sure. Well, that's real nice.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. Oh, that's cute, David.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, this is Bernie number 3?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I tell you, I'm kind of out of breath. I was telling your dad I was working out in the garden,
uh-huh.
And I thought I heard a telephone, so I hurry up, run in, and I got it before he hung up anyhow.
Good.
So, no, I'm feeling just fine, Bernie.
Good.
I go out and work, oh, maybe half an hour, hour in the garden, then I go on a bicycle ride, and then I kind of rest the most of the day, and I go into the pool.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
So, well, it is. I mean, it's just another way of life.
True. Good.
Well, The best of luck to you, Bernie.
Okay, thank you.
We can understand the whole deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is that 2? That's 3 now, isn't it, David?
Now, we're going to see if we can get Justin to talk a little more.
Okay.
I'm going to coach him along here.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandpa, I like your pool.
I just like your pool.
Oh, I like it real fine, Justin. It's so much fun. I wish you could be down here.
Good.
We have a pool here for little kids like you. That can go in any time during the day now. So, if you can get down here sometime with your dad or your grandpa and grandma, we could have a lot of fun.
Ask me to ride his bicycle.
No.
Huh?
No way.
No way. Well, you never know. Sometimes funny things happen. So, we'll just have to wait and see, okay? How old are you now, Justine?
3.
How old? 3?
3.
Oh, my God. 3. Are you ever growing up? Pretty soon you'll be going to school, huh?
Yep.
Good.
You better. Bye-bye.
Thought I'd get a little more of that.
That's the four generations now, so.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You and I and Bernie and his little boy.
Sure.
Gosh, how that time does fly, David.
Yeah.
How is your weather up there?
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. They were saying just yesterday, I heard them talking that for the last 2 or 2.5 months, I think 8 weekends, there's only been one where the weather has been bad on a weekend.
You know, and here the other day, they had severe alert storm for your area.
Yeah, that was a little north of us. They couldn't quite decide where they wanted it. We had the National Weather Forecast on, too. We got a kick out of it because they were telling us that we had this severe area,
yeah.
And it was north. There were some predicted. They're getting this down to an art, and they're a little fishy. They don't exactly know how to do it, I think.
Yeah, I know.
This morning when I got up, it was 58, and I would say that it must be close to 65 now. We had rain, a little bit of rain a couple of days ago, and I didn't think it was that much because the garden looked so dry, but the grass was starting to burn, and it's coming back real good now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
good. So we've had a really beautiful summer.
Yeah, well, now, the difference in temperature you had what this morning?
It was about 58.
Well, now we had 81.
Yeah, see.
And yesterday was the hottest day we've had this summer so far. It was 112. And that's getting pretty hot.
Yeah, that is.
But watching these storm programs, I meant they can be so way off. I like to watch John Coleman from Chicago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, of course, then we have all our other ones here. And they've got all this other kind of a radar crap and so much. And they got it in colors now. You know,
right,
all that.
Right.
And, little change in wind can change everything.
Yeah, that's very
true. Did you watch the game last night?
No, I didn't. We talked about it, but I didn't watch it, so I don't even know what happened.
Well, the Packers got way ahead. They beat them, Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
But in the first quarter, the Packers had, I guess it was 14-0. And then in the second two quarters, I mean, the Bengals, I guess it was the Bengals, they were way ahead of the Packers. And then in the third quarter, they really, really let loose. So they beat them, I guess it was 17 or 20. They did a good job again. I could watch Bart Starr laugh, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I like him as a player. I never did like him as a coach. I don't know why. It's just one of these things. But he was really happy.
Justin just said he forgot to tell you something, so here you go again.
Okay.
Listen to the dog.
What?
Get louder.
Listen to the dog.
I didn't understand him, David.
He said we're going to the dump.
Oh, you're going to the dump?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice place to go.
Listen to the dump.
You got some stuff to unload, huh?
Yep.
You going with Grandpa?
Pink Daddy's on there.
Well, okay, how's the rest of the family, David?
Pardon?
How's the rest of the family?
Okay, fine. Everybody working. Jerry's just working her fool head off, and that's another thing before I forget. I have a feeling that it's probably going to be October on our visit, Dad.
Well, I mean, it maybe would be the best, because by October, then the weather is really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in September yet, I mean, most of the days are over 100.
Yeah.
So, but anyhow, you just do the best you can, whatever you can figure out, David. We'll be just fine. Just let me know long enough ahead of time, and we'll get everything all straightened out.
Okay, we'll keep you posted then.
Okay, David. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, I'll bring this tape when we come.
Okay, very good, absolutely.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there's your Milwaukee. 3 p.m. weather on Saturday, December 24th, 10 below zero and sunny. Relative humidity 70, wind west at 20 miles per hour, gusting to 37 miles per hour. Barometer 30.26 and steady. Wind chill 53 below, dew point 17 below. Timmerman Field minus 10 degrees and sunny. This afternoon, windy and intensely cold with sunny skies. Considerable drifting snow in rural areas. Dangerous wind chills 50 to 70 below zero. High around 10 below. West and northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight bitterly cold with decreasing winds. Lows 15 to 22 below. West winds diminishing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Christmas Day, partly sunny and not quite as cold. High around zero. Again, your Milwaukee 3 p.m. weather. 10 below zero and sunny. Thank you for calling and have a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, my God, how did you get through?
Well, I just put my finger to hole and dialed.
I know there's a lot of things happen when you do that.
You put your finger in a hole, you mean?
What?
You mean when you put a finger in a hole?
Right. Well, Merry Christmas, David. Huh? How's your weather? Kind of cold?
Oh, it's terrible. We've got bad winter here now for about the last 10 days like you wouldn't believe.
Well, I could see it and I hear it every day. I called Lucy this morning.
Yeah.
And I think they had around, 25 or 30 below?
Yeah, and then the chill factor makes it between anywhere from 60 to 80 below that yet.
Yeah. Now, I called up Connie in Eagle River, and it must have cut off before it got that high even, because they had 14 below this way, and that's unusual.
Well, yeah, it was colder in Chicago than it was here.
Yes, I noticed that.
So.
Yes, that's been terrible all the way around, though. Well, anyhow, everything is working all right. I meant the furnace.
Yeah.
That's one of the main things, too. If you got the current, electricity, furnace, and if you got water.
Yeah, and then we got a drift in the driveway that everybody gets stuck in, too.
You got that much snow?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the wind blows. You know, it comes out of the west, and we've always had that drift right by the garage door.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah, it's so cold and so hard. I got stuck in it this morning, and Dave got stuck tonight. Well, listen, we got everybody here, so we're going to start with Bernie. We'll just round robin here.
Okay, I'm sitting on the bed. Let her go.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Fine, fine. Getting ready. We're going to go to church service tonight.
Oh, sounds like fun.
It got cold here the last couple of days. It was only up to 70.
Oh, darn. Shucks. That's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. I really am. We got to 70 here, too.
Yeah, the other way around.
Yeah, we had a little minus sign on ours, though.
Okay, nice talk to you.
All right, here you go. Here's someone next.
Hi.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Does it sound like Kathy?
No.
Lori?
No.
God, how many other ones are there?
I was out there. Now, do you remember?
Yes. I kind of thought it was you right along.
Oh.
How's the whole family?
All pretty good.
Very, very good.
Yeah, I have something coming in the mail, but I didn't send it yet, so it's going to be a while.
You have something coming, or I do?
You have something coming that I'm sending.
Oh, God, anyway.
But I didn't send it yet, so it'll be late.
Cindy, God bless you.
Oh, you too.
And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Here's Lori.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Sorry, Merry Christmas to you. I got your card, I guess, today or yesterday.
Oh, good, good.
I was surprised.
You know something? I was so disappointed because I had ordered, you know those musical cards that they you can open them up and they make music?
I've heard about them. I didn't see any
yet. Well, see, I ordered one through where I work, and then we got a note in the mail saying that they were sold out, and I wanted to send one so bad.
Oh,
so you got the one anyway.
I would appreciate it, and I did appreciate what I got.
Good.
And I'm going to write your address down. Maybe by the time I get to write, you might be someplace else.
Oh, no.
Not that I mean that you move, but I meant that's how often I write.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
well,
Lori.
We'll see you. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Right.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Who's next? I'm going to talk to Grandpa.
Kathy's down there.
Hi, Grandpa. Oh, okay.
Hi, Grandpa. Who's this?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy, my dear. Kathy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. How is your loved one coming? Are you going to get married soon?
Yep.
Oh, good. When?
July.
In July. Oh, God, I don't know if I can make it.
Oh, you have to.
I got
an engagement ring this morning.
Oh, what a Christmas present.
Yeah, it was really pretty, you gotta
see
it.
I tell you, Kathy, I'm not going to see any now because on account of our Switzerland trip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when in July will that be?
7th, beginning of July.
Beginning? That's almost like Mary's.
Mm-hmm. 2 days before her anniversary.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Kathy, God bless you. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll try and see what turns up.
Okay, Merry Christmas to you, and tell Mary, Virginia Merry Christmas, too.
I sure will. Thank you.
Okay. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Someone's upstairs yet?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Goodbye, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh, now, this is who, David?
You betcha.
Okay, and you?
Aww.
But that's because it's so cold up here, we're all shaking, our teeth are rattling.
I suppose, and of course I can understand that some are better looking. That is,
yeah,
it
right.
Have you had any luck with that part for the razor yet?
Well, I went to the place that I normally went to, and he doesn't stock it anymore.
Well,
so I got to go to one other place that does. It's the main warehouse.
Yeah, well, I imagine eventually it'll run out because they don't make the rounds.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.
And how's everything going?
Just fine. I got someone else here that wants to talk to you.
Hi, Great Grandpa.
Well, hi there. Is this Kelly?
Yeah.
Well, my God, can you talk nice over the telephone?
And I got a cabbage patch doll, and a jewelry box, and a bean man, and a new dress.
Yeah, I wish I could be up there with you.
Yep.
I would have a lot of fun with you up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your other little...
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Kakana.
Well, and what's your name yet?
Amy.
Amy.
Yeah.
Is it Amy?
Yeah.
Why, sure. Do you remember Grandpa?
Yeah.
You kind of think you do, huh? Well, we'll try and see you again sometime.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, this must be the prince. How are you, Jerry?
Oh, fine.
God, you really got some cold weather now.
Oh, man. That's not even the word for it.
Well, I did. There's one good thing about it. It can't get any...
There is? Or it can get worse than it sounds.
It can? Well,
yeah.
I didn't think it could. It's got to get better. It can't get any worse.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to let up a little bit tomorrow. It's supposed to get at least to zero tomorrow.
isn't that terrible?
Oh, man, and the wind chill is... Yeah, well, that's what I said, too. My goodness, you figure January or something.
That's right, yeah.
But this early, boy, is quite a difference from last year. Last year was so warm, I wore a blazer for Christmas Day. I didn't even need a coat. And here today, boy.
You can't put enough clothes on now.
No, there's any exposure. They said it doesn't take just a matter of minutes, and you'll have frostbite.
I can imagine, sure.
Because it's like down to 70 below zero is the wind chill factor.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, Jerry, I know so many people ask me, being after Olive passed away, well, I was going to go back to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I like Wisconsin. It's a beautiful state. It's a nice state. But when you get older, it's a nice state to be away from all
the... to visit, huh?
This time of year, that's right. No, we had... Oh, I think we had a little colder than normal, but I mean, the days, mornings, I mean, we had about a week, maybe a little light frost, and it got up to 40s.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of days again, it was the morning temperature was about 42, 44.
Mm.
It's been getting up to just about 70 every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's beautiful. This is normal. That's good for here.
Yeah.
Jerry, I don't want to be jealous.
That's nice and warm in the house.
Yeah, I talked to Connie this morning. You know who Connie
yes.
is?
Yes, yeah.
And I told her, I said, God, it got quite a bit colder down here. And I said, it got up only up to the 70. And she went, no, he says, you know how I spit all over my telephone. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, well, same to you. Merry Christmas to Virginia.
Thank you. I'll see you Saturday.
Okay.
Honey?
Yeah?
You got Justin or Danny?
No, they won't.
Oh, they won't talk.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I just come back from Virginia. I had supper there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to church service tonight at 8 o'clock.
Mm.
And tomorrow morning again at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of late, so. But
yeah.
Everything is going real good here.
I keep thinking about midnight mass, but it gets to be 9 o'clock, and then I can't keep my eyes open. And
I remember that was always the problem. God, that's what I hated about midnight mass. If
yeah.
a person wouldn't, and of course when we were kids home.
They hold it at midnight, that's the thing.
What?
They have it at midnight, that's the thing.
You think they could have midnight mass at another
time? I would think at a better time.
Jerry, Merry Christmas to you all.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Now, who's left yet?
Well, I guess I'm back on again. I'm first and last.
The first and last is always the best, isn't it?
I tried calling through to Mother, and they kept saying the lines were busy, and all of a sudden it rang and rang and rang, so apparently she's not home tonight. So I tried calling you the first time, and I got the lines were busy, and I tried right away the second time and right straight through.
Well, isn't that funny? Well, if you would have called... a little bit earlier, I wouldn't have been here. I just got home here about the last 15, 20 minutes.
Well, the timing was perfect, then. We just finished opening all the gifts, so the place looks like a madhouse now.